Aircheckdownloads.com.
Let me just wish a happy new year to a mate of mine, my driver, John Farr. John wants to say happy 85 to all his customers, and especially the June and family, so happy new year to you. And also, my new year's resolution is to find out what happened to some of my old school pals. I'm going to look them up. People like Graham Keach in Nunhead, and John King and Michael Griffin and Edwina Manning and Yvonne and Candy in New Cross. Don't you ever wonder what happens to your friends that you used to know when you were at school or when you were young? I want to find out. True.
Steve Wright in the afternoon, 1985.
FM stereo 88 to 91 megahertz and 1089 and 1053 kilohertz AM. Radio 1. The Boys of Summer. There's Don Henley. News coming up in just a moment. One or two things that change from today, the 1st of January 1985. Coins minted from today bear a new effigy of the Queen. Much better than the last one. Italy becomes president country of the EEC. Today also marks the 75th anniversary of the Girl Guides. The Times newspaper is 200 years old, and Ken Livingstone and the GLC have banned smoking completely on the London Underground from today. Now then, coming up at 5 o'clock, Bruno Brooks with the first Top 40 of 1985, Newsbeat with the top stories of the day. 7.30, Janice Long, John Peel at 10.
The best sound in Britain, Radio 1.
And Russell Grant back in just a moment. Right now the time, 3.30.
Radio 1 News.
It's Ian Whiteley.
The Pope has made an urgent appeal to the superpowers. And that's the news from Radio 1 until 4.30.
Thank you.
Ask for a song and we'll play it for you. On old Steve Wright in the afternoon. Afternoon boys and me and you. And the bestest sound in Britain.
The best sound in Britain. Radio 1. Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Okay, turn this next one up loud.
Stereo. Radio 1.
Big and bouncy. That's Chuck and Khan. I feel for you. Just getting dark outside. 22 minutes to 4 is the time. We're back with Russell Grant in just a minute. Hang on a minute. We're really in a minute. Our New Year's Day holiday quiz. Where in the world quiz. Where in the world would you find Daily Waters, The River Darling, Politicians That Cry, Alice Springs, and perfect summer holiday weather, even on New Year's Day? Question two, the holiday companies talk about 2 weeks in this place. It's the rock with apes between Africa and Spain. And question three, at this holiday paradise, it's possible to celebrate two New Year's days. It's at the tip of Asia, but don't go there on holiday if you have long hair. Do you know where in the world that would happen to be? We'll have the answer in 1 hour's time and Russell Grant in just a moment.
Hello, return ticket, please.
Where to?
Well, back here, of course.
Here, you're that fella on the radio, aren't you? Now, wait a minute, I'll never forget a voice. And my daughter, she loves you, hangs on every word she does. Now, just a sec, you're on Radio 1, right?
Yes.
Of course, I listen to you myself. 2.30 on Fridays, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I listen to you myself all the time.
Yeah?
Steve Wright.
No, me, Mark Page.
Me, Mark Page. Who's he? Well, that'll be 80 pence to back here. Platform 3, next one's in 10 minutes.
Oh, thanks very much. Don't forget, Fridays at 2.30, me, Mark Page.
Who's he?
Okay, Russell Grant is my guest. We're looking at some of the stars for this year, 1985. So far, we've looked at Aries and Taurus and Gemini and Cancer. Leo next.
Right, Leo, can I just say we didn't say if there was any Cancerian starlets at Radio 1. Do you want to know if there are?
Yes, please.
All right, then, I better tell you then. It's Tommy Vance and Adrian Jahan.
Now, those two people are so different in character.
Are
interesting,
they?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there we are. You see, this is what astrology is all about. It's more than just a sun sign. You've got, when you have the real chart done from your date, time and place of birth, then you're really getting into real astrology. Yeah. What we're doing now is more, well, pop astrology.
Right.
Now I like opening doors, you can wear a pinky at the floor.
This is Steve Wright, Russell Grant, and the Afternoon Boys on the very first day of 1985. A happy new year from Radio 1 and from us lot on the show. It is coming round to 12 minutes to 4. So far, we've had Aries and Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo. We'll be doing Libra and Scorpio next. Probably, about 4 o'clock, something like that. Tuesday, 1st of Jan, 1985, one or two things going on. Plenty of sport, racing and football. The traffic is building up on the roads right now. We'll have some more traffic for you soon. International Youth Year begins today, and we wish that well. I hope that goes well. I hope that's a really successful thing. International Youth Year beginning today. And some of the big out-of-town carpet and furniture warehouses open this afternoon. The big tennis at the Royal Albert Hall, of course, and on the telly tonight, two big movies over on BBC Two, The Deer Hunter at 9:10 with Robert De Niro. That's a fabulous film, brilliant film, really brilliant. And on BBC One at 12:20, Duck Soup with the Marx Brothers, including Groucho Marx.
That's ridiculous.
Kathleen, Linda, Joe and Gillian in Hamilton in Scotland. Regards from Peter, Julian and Justin. Happy New Year to you. Anything else? Any other messages? Okay, it's from the Afternoon Boys here. It is 4:10. Here's John and Vangelis, I Hear You Now. Well, a survey for the 1st of January 1985 on top resolutions. The most common New Year's resolution is to lose weight, according to a psychologist study. It's also the one we have the least success in carrying out, says G. Allen Marlett of the University of Washington today. In fact, after 15 weeks, people who vowed to lose weight lost a grand total of just 1 pound. People who resolved to stop smoking are much more successful, with a 20% success rate, he says. Hey, that's interesting stuff. This doctor fellow.
If you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling sad, then don't let the pressures of everyday life get you down. Give yourself a lift and tune in to Steve Wright in the Afternoon Show on BBC Radio 1.
Live till 5, Steve Wright in the Afternoon, 1985.
Yes, that's Earth, Wind and Fire. Coming up on 4:02, we're back with Russell Grant in just a second. He's going to be doing... What are you going to be doing? Yes, Libra and Scorpio. That's right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, just a reminder that if you want to partake of the angry argument on Sunday mornings, just write to Steve Wright, Sunday morning, BBC, Radio 1, London W1A4WW. The next fresh angry arguments will be next Sunday, which is the 6th of January, 1985. Please give us your day or your nighttime telephone numbers or both for easy reference.
Steve Wright and your Afternoon Boys, you're a bunch of skinheads!
Thank you.
You are listening to Radio 1, whatever that means.
Yes, mate.
NewCheckDownloads.com.